MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. An $11.7 million federal grant awarded to Carlsbad's local college by the Department of Energy to train workers in the nuclear waste sector as the college attempts to address local needs. Southeast New Mexico College, formerly known as New Mexico State University Carlsbad, broke away from the NMSU system in July 2021 to become an independent school targeting workforce needs in the community. As part of that mission, the college was tasked with working with local industries to develop classes to support their workforce needs. New firearm report shows information that could put Alec Baldwin back on the hook for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during the shooting of the movie Rust. The involuntary manslaughter charges against Baldwin dismissed because the gun deemed unfunctional, but this new report says otherwise. Charges still being considered against Baldwin, but a final decision not yet made. Forensic firearm examiner Lucien Haig completed the report to determine whether the gun was functional. Throughout the investigation, Baldwin's claim he did not pull the prop trigger. However, the report includes frames from one of the videos showing Baldwin's index finger on or near the trigger. Lee County Board of County Commissioners held a special meeting at the Lee County Courthouse to recommend an appointee to fill the District 42 State Senate vacancy. Commissioners interviewed two candidates for the vacancy created by Senator Gay Kernan's retirement August 1st, New Mexico State Rep. Larry Scott of Hobbs, who served District 62 since 2014 and is also the business owner, and Stephen McCutcheon of Carlsbad, a business owner, longtime rancher, and former Eddy County Commissioner, were the two individuals who submitted resumes and letters of interest to Lee County. Commissioners interviewed the two candidates regarding their intentions on various topics. Commissioner Gary Edison, District 3, moved to support Scott's name to fill the Senate vacancy. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.